another 5-Minute Mystery. Men are seated around a green cloth table. There is a tenseness in the room as the chips and cards fall.
Well, that cleans me out.
Tough luck, Marshal.
How much did you lose?
Every penny. Comes to over 10,000.
Well, that's the game. Too bad, old man.
It's amazing how you kept drawing those cards, as if by magic. Let me see them for a minute, Harris.
Hey, hands off. The game's over, Marshal.
There's the air raid signal. Let's get out of here.
Hand over those cards, Chum.
Hey, give me those.
I must have been blind. Marked cards. Why, you dirty shark.
Stay away, Marshal. I warn you. Stay away.
Give me my dough.
Get back.
Get back. Give me my...
I warned you, sucker.
Harris, you're a fool.
Take it easy. The guy committed suicide. Couldn't take losing all that dough. Come on. We got to figure out what kind of a story to feed the cops.
Now let me get this story from the beginning.
Well, Inspector, we were having this card game, and Marshall was losing pretty heavily. When the air raid signals began to sound, I suggested we quit for the night.
Yeah, what happened then?
Well, he took us to the door.
Was he angry?
No, that's the funny thing. Well, after we promised him a chance to get even tomorrow night, we left.
Where did you go then?
Hey, why all this questioning? The guy bumped himself off, you know.
Oh, it's the usual thing after poker suicides. You don't object, I hope.
Well, no, but...
Fine. Now, you were just leaving the room. Go on, Harris.
Right. We went to the lobby, but the warden outside wouldn't let us leave the house.
Yeah, we kidded around with the desk clerk for a while, too, remember?
Yeah, that's right. We drew the blackout curtains in the lobby for him, while he threw the switch, dousing the upstairs lights. But when we saw the raid was taking so long, we came up here again.
Go on.
When we got to Marshall's door and knocked, there was no answer. Well, that got us worried, because we knew he was in there. Well, after knocking again, we broke in. And there he was.
It wasn't a pretty sight. His head was all bloody and he was slumped over the table.
Anything else?
No, that's about the whole story, Inspector.
Well, gentlemen, it's been an interesting story. But the curtain's down now. I'm holding the two of you on a murder charge.
What clue did the two gamblers miss in their act that betrayed them? In just a moment, the inspector will confront them with the evidence. But first... our story.
That's a big thing to say, Inspector. Murder.
I'd rather not have an encore, Harris. You forgot one little detail, gentlemen, that left your story wide open. About the blackout. The desk clerk downstairs threw the switch to turn off all these upstairs lights. Yet you told me that when you broke into the room, you saw Marshall's body slumped over the table. Now, your vision in the dark may be good, but not so good as to see blood streaming down your victim's face. Let's go, gentlemen. This time your alibi's been blacked out.